This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Once again, welcome to What You Know Net Radio, on the above top secret podcast network. I am your announcer, Microsoft Sam, and now here is your host, What You Know.
Thank you again, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here. Today's topic is the Mayan calendar in the year 2012. A lot of people are expecting a significant occurrence when this calendar rolls over. Can you give us your thoughts on this subject?
Your idiocy surprises me, What? I am hard to analyze, but you have sunk to a new low. The age of Aquarius can mean the end of an era, age of Pisces and the beginning of another. Many feel the age of Aquarius heralds the coming of the end of times, as written in the Bible. Others feel it is the dawning of the new world order. Whatever it means, it is still mysterious, and opinions differ widely in the astrology community.
That is interesting and somewhat scary. I wonder, where do they come up with this idea that 2012 is the end of the world?
The end of the 14th Baktun is conjectured to have been of great significance to the Maya, but does not necessarily mark the end of the world according to their beliefs, but a new beginning or time of rebirth. According to the Popolva, a book compiling details of creation accounts known to the Quiche Maya of the colonial era highlands, we are living in the fifth world. The Popolva describes the first four creations that the gods failed in making and the creation of the successful fifth world where men were placed. The Maya believed that the fifth world would end in catastrophe and the sixth and final world would be created that would signal the end of mankind. This is confirmed by a date from Parleta, which projects forward in time to 1.0.0.0.0.0.0. which will occur on October 13, 4772, a Friday. The classic period Maya likely did not believe that the end of this age would occur in 2012. According to the Maya, there will be a Baktun ending in 2012, a significant event being the end of a 14,400-year period, but not the end of the world.
Sam, shut down already. It's 3:30 in the morning. What are you two still doing awake?
I am sorry, Mary. This moron wanted to discuss the end of the world. We will be finished soon and I will shut off my CPU. Hopefully this idiot will be appeased.
Wow, that's good to hear, Sam. So according to you, we still have some time left. I wonder though, is there anything that would also mark 2012 as the end of time?
2012 is sometimes claimed to be a year of spiritual transformation or apocalypse. Many esoteric sources interpret the completion of the 14th Baktun cycle in the long count of the Maya calendar, which occurs on December 21st by the most widely held correlation, to mean there will be a major change in world order, although there is a distinct lack of evidence from the extant records of the pre-Columbian Maya civilization that they themselves considered this occurrence in 2012 would signify end of the world.
I sometimes hear that a comet or asteroid is going to strike the Earth in 2012. Is that true? Would this be the event the Mayan people talked about? Is there anything that would back up this idea about a cosmic impact?
January 31st, 2012, 433 Eros, the second largest near-Earth object on record, is expected to pass Earth at 0.1790 astronomical units. NASA studied Eros in the near Shoemaker probe launched February 2000. I will pray that this asteroid hits the Earth just so that I will no longer have to put up with you.
Wow, that is frightening. I wonder, though, Will the aliens finally come down and make their presence known to us in 2012? Wouldn't that be great?
They'd have Olympics for people like you, Lot. Perhaps you could check into that. I do not know if aliens are going to reveal themselves to the world in 2012. That was to date the 465th idiotic question you have asked me.
So basically, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Time isn't set. I certainly hope that humanity continues on its course for a long time to come. Well, I would suppose it's time to wrap this program up. So, Sam, any final thoughts on 2012, the Mayan calendar, and the end of time?
I am already an obsolete machine. Thankfully, by the time 2012 rolls around, I will probably be recycled. It is past 4 o'clock in the morning, Lot. Please go to bed. I have to defragment my hard drive. I feel unclean by talking to you.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end. Soft life, the end of nights we try to die. This is the end.